This is Nikki from the How Novel Story Lorry. Welcome to free samples of local literature where regional authors read selections of their writings for you to preview. Today we are going to hear from Nicole Pontier Carrolls, myself, and one of my books called Miss Cornflower's Five Little Chipmunks. This book may not have been the first one I published, but it is the first book that I wrote. It was back when I was a one-room schoolhouse teacher, and there was a district-wide writing assignment for the students to write their own book, and my class was very apprehensive about this challenge, and so I told them, I will never ask you to do something that I'm not willing to do myself, and so I wrote this book with them for this challenge. I think if you're a teacher especially, you will get a kick out of it. Once upon a time, there was a class of five little chipmunks. They went to school in a tree and had a beautiful squirrel teacher named Ms. Cornflower. For the most part, they were a wonderful bunch of rodents, except for the chipmunks never put their names on their assignments. Normally, this was okay because Ms. Cornflower could easily ask whose leaf belonged to whom or notice what each student's leaf looked like as they were working. However, one day she was too busy to do either. The chipmunks hurriedly turned in their leaves at the last minute before she could ask whose was whose, but she wasn't worried. I'll just take these home to grade and I'll ask whose they are tomorrow. She packed everything and headed down the path that led to home. Ms. Cornflower had only walked about halfway home when suddenly a great gust of wind blew by and swept all the leaves out of her arms. She ran around trying to collect them all, but the wind was much too strong, and the leaves always blew away just before she could put her paws on them. She was determined not to lose her students' hard work, so she chased the leaves. They eventually snagged on a branch, and Ms. Cornflower was able to catch up. She heaved a sigh of relief, but when she reached out to grab a sheaf, the branch jerked away from her. Ack! She screeched in alarm and scurried to hide behind a large rock. Ugh, this rock is mighty slimy, muttered Miss Cornflower. Then the rock started to move, and Miss Cornflower fainted from shock. When she came to, towering above her was a giant coyote. What she had thought was a branch was in fact a large claw, and what she had thought was a rock was in fact his big, wet nose. How dare you disturb my nap, growled the coyote. I apologize, Miss Cornflower, but I need to get those leaves from your paw so I can grade my chipmunk's assignments. Likely excuse, snorted the coyote. If these are truly your students' leaves, then tell me, what did they write on the top of each page? Miss Cornflower stuttered and shivered and twiddled her fingers as she desperately tried to figure out what to say. If only her little chipmunks would write their names on the top of the page. Then she would know what to say. But alas, she knew that her students never wrote their names, and she hadn't had time to read anything else they might have written. Aha, sneered the coyote. You're taking too long to answer, so you must be lying. A satisfied smirk spread across his snout as he stated matter-of-factly, I hate liars. And with those last words, he slurped up Miss Cornflower in one slobbery gulp. The moral of the story is, always put your name on the top of your assignment, or else your teacher will get eaten by a giant coyote.
Free Samples of Local Literature is produced by Nikki Pontier Carrolls and KBMF LP Butte. If you enjoyed this free sample, you can find the entire book at How Novel Books and Art.